The Czech Republic's minimum wage is set to rise from $334 to $351 a month in July, the labor minister Zdeněk Škromach said this week. He said this rise would motivate people to choose a low-paying job ahead of social benefits. The labor ministry estimates 2 to 3% of Czech workers will actually earn the minimum wage. It is far short of the average salary, which stands at almost $900 a month.
Household spending on insurance in the Czech Republic is lagging behind growth in incomes, according to the Czech Statistical Office. It says even the flooding which hit large parts of the country in 1997 and 2002 did not spur Czechs to invest more into insuring their property.
The Czech Republic's largest brewer, Plzeňský Prazdroj, is to make considerable investments over the next 5 years, one of its senior managers said this week. Of a total of almost $200,000, up to 70% will be invested in the company's main plant in Plzeň. The rest will be used to buy new tanks for fermentation and aging for its Radegast and Velké Popovice breweries. Plzeňský Prazdroj is part of the SAB Miller Group. It sold over 10 million hectoliters of beer in the last financial year.
Nearly 4.4 million people visited Czech internet sites in May, slightly up on the figure from the previous month. Experts attribute the rise to the general elections, the World Cup, and bad weather. The most popular Czech site in May was the search engine Seznam, followed by the news site Novinky, which is connected to the Daily Pravo.
Lower VAT on coffee, tea and chocolate confectionery will come into force on July the 15th, the finance ministry said on Friday. Dealers have indicated that prices will fall, but not by the full 14%. Under the new law, only alcoholic beverages will remain in the basic 19% VAT bracket.
Prague's international airport, Praha Ruzině, made a net profit of 1.4 billion crowns, that's around $63 million, in 2005, a 44.9% jump from a year earlier, according to director Hanna Černochová. Turnover at the airport, the busiest in Central Europe, increased by 5.0% to 4.3 billion crowns, or around $193 million. The airport expects a profit of around 1.0 billion crowns this year. Prague Airport became the busiest airport of the 10 countries that entered the EU in 2005 after passing the 10 million passenger mark. A total of 58 airlines offering 118 destinations currently operate there.
Despite the reassurances of economists, 3 in 4 Czechs are afraid prices of goods and services will go up after the country switches to the euro. This view was expressed not only by opponents of the euro, but also by 2/3 of its advocates. The official target date for adoption of the euro is 2010.
And Inventec Appliances, a producer of electronic parts, is planning to build a support centre worth about 100 million crowns in the Czech Republic, according to the DigiTimes Web Daily. The construction of a support centre would be followed by the construction of a plant to assemble electronic equipment, DigiTimes says, adding that the plant could be completed by the end of this year. Inventec Appliances produces video iPods for computer maker Apple.